Sally isn't a hurricane anymore, but it's dumping torrential rains. 4 months of rain in 4 hours in some parts of the southeast. Hundreds of thousands of people are now without power, and streets have turned into rivers and ripped roofs off of buildings. Coastal Alabama and the Florida Panhandle took the brunt of the storm, and cleanup and recovery efforts are underway there as the storm moves north and east. Joining us now is Dave Dunwoody. He's a reporter at WUWF in Pensacola, Florida. And Dave, Sally made landfall early yesterday morning in Gulf Shores, Alabama, about 50 miles west of where you are. But your city got a tremendous amount of rain. We actually spoke to your mayor about flooding yesterday. What is the situation there today?
Hi, Tanya. Well, it's receded just a little bit, but not so much as you could really tell. Yeah, the rain has stopped, and that's a big plus for people going out and starting their cleanup, both individuals and also government entities. They're able to go out now and assess damage and plan on how to take it up. One of the heroic aspects of all this, there have been more than 500 people rescued from the high water by various agencies, law enforcement, and also 500 National Guard troops. Florida National Guard troops are deployed here with their high water vehicles helping people get out of harm's way.
Wow. Can you give us a sense, though, of what it actually looks like? Can people get around? Are the streets and roads open or flooded?
It looks a lot like Hurricane Ivan in 2004. Trees down all over the place, power lines, of course, and flooding. But there were lessons learned from Hurricane Ivan that people are applying to Hurricane Sally. A lot of the workers who are out and restoring and getting people out, you know, this isn't their first rodeo, so they know what to do. They have lessons learned from Ivan and Dennis, and a couple of other storms have come in here. So it's more we have roads open now, power is being restored at a pretty good clip, and the lessons learned from Ivan are benefiting now because people can get around a lot better than 24 hours ago. And the cleanup and the clearing of roads and like that, it's a lot more expedient.
Yeah, you mentioned that their efforts to restore power. You've actually spoken to the CEO of the Gulf Power Company.
Yeah, and she's new on the job, too, ironically. Marlene Santos took over just a few months ago as the CEO of Gulf Power, and she spoke this morning at a news conference here in Pensacola.
Last night when we were able to get out, we started our assessments, and we do assessments in different ways. We actually have people that go out and assess our facilities, our lines, and all of that. This morning, we have several drone teams that are out doing aerial footage of our mostly transmission facilities, and then we also have two helicopters out taking a look at everything.
And it's an interesting strategy here because they began in the eastern part of the affected area, and they're working their way back west. And that means a lot of the hospitals, a lot of the law enforcement agencies, people that, you know, have to, you know, serve people who are affected by this storm, they were able to get their electricity back first to where they can now lend a hand.
Yeah, you know, this pandemic has really made a lot of things difficult. Do you see a difference in the way that folks have been able to respond to this storm because of the pandemic?
Well, you see a lot more masks on people, and also there's a lot of the social distancing, and people are being careful about this, too, because they know this is a double whammy, and you really can't take anything. You can't go out there and take anything for granted because, you know, something potentially could happen, so one way or the other. So they are being careful, and more importantly than that, they are getting the job done. It's, like I said, it's a lot faster than after Ivan.
Mm. The area of the Gulf Coast, of course, as you said, with Ivan and so many other storms, folks know what to expect, but the hurricane season is not over. What are you looking forward to as you think about the cleanup and really preparing for other storms?
Well, to be honest, I'm looking forward to November 30th. That's the end of the hurricane season. But yeah, people are on their guard. They're being encouraged and reminded all the time that this is not over. We have about 2.5 months to go before the end of hurricane season, and they are preparing accordingly. They're not taking really taking anything granted. The big challenge here, though, is we have people move here from elsewhere every year. And one of the big challenges for public safety is to bring them up to speed on what to expect, how to prepare, and what to do, in case a storm hits. Because, the public safety obviously is first and foremost in everybody's minds.
Sure. Dave Dunwoody is a reporter for WUWF in Pensacola, Florida. Dave, thank you so much for speaking with us, and stay safe.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.